Arisha, Leah, the Bland, Sila, the Woolery. There's the second part, how you have to use pages that grow in trees. One alochas of the sode, harisha, zriya, ktsira. And the second group is that the alochas of the peiros, you buy in the store fruits. First, were you allowed to buy? Is the isur schoiro, peiros bekdusha shvi'is, you're not allowed to buy. After you buy them, you're not allowed to use them, only bekdusha. You're not allowed to throw them into the garbage. You're not allowed to use them in the wrong way. The first halachas are really nogea to the people that own fields. They have all these halachas, harisha, zriya, ktsira. Not so much nogea to us, the people that are living in the city. The second halachas are really very nagea to us. So be'etzem, in our misgeres really, we will really have to learn be'ikar, the halachas, how a person has to misasek with peiros shvi'is, how to buy them, were you allowed to buy them, how you use them, see how, what garbage you put in them. Also, you can't put in the garbage fleishiks and milchiks together because they become basal b'cholam. So you mafsid. So the frum have a shmit of garbage, a fleshika one, a milchika one, a parif one. It's all, even the garbage, it's all different levels of chumras that we'll get to. Peiros akum, peiros chazanish, heter mechiret, that some people think that is good. All these halachas are very negah. You go to someone and he used kelim of heter mechiret, the shayif, you're allowed to go to visit him. But all of that is be'etzem, the main halachas that we'll have to learn. This will be the main shiurim, be'ezus Hashem. Today's shiur will be oisek in the first chaylek, of harisha and zriya. And I want to explain, I know you think that it's not negea to you. We will only negea in the parts that are negea to everyone to know. It will be negea, for example, if you have a plant in your house, you're allowed to water it or you're not allowed to water it. You're allowed to move it from one place in the house to the other place, or you're not allowed to. The plant tipped over, you're allowed to put it back or not. You're allowed to wash your hands in the garden. You come back from a levaya, will you wash your hands? There shall be no levayas. Yeah? Or in sukkahs, you're sitting outside your sukkah and you want to wash your hands. Some people own an air conditioner. When you put it on, the water goes out in the field. You see the machlekes is a poiskim if you're allowed to put on the air conditioner. In my house, the air conditioner goes into the toilet. Because shviz. Because I know once in 7 years shviz comes, and you're not allowed to put on the air conditioner, because you're watering the garden. Some people do sponge, you don't know how you call it in English. They don't have it. And the water goes out, you know, and it goes straight into the garden. You're allowed to do sponge, you're not allowed to do sponge. These are shaylos that are negea, we'll see, it's different shittas. A person lives in an apartment, this is not so much negea to bachrim, but some people live in apartments that is a little garden. So people that live in this area, most of the people are frum. So no one works in shvi'is. but it's in places in Yerushalayim that you live in a building that some people are not Shomrei Torah ומצוות. They're planning to work the garden in Shviz. We'll see, the most sheet is holy, you have to be mafka your part in the house. Shaila, after they could take it away from you or not. They want you to pay taxes, vadabayit. You know, you have to pay. But they use the vadabayit. But if you don't pay, they take you to court. We'll see, machlekes apoiski. So these are be'etzem halochas that will be negeya also to us. The private people that don't have fields. The people that have fields have a lot of shilas and a lot of nisyonas. But as the part of Shemitah, I'm saying, the main part of Shemitah that we have to mamish go to Mesadah, and we'll try to Mesadah it with Alochas and Chumas and mamish, the Shitas, Kmoy Shehem, is the second part. But the first part is what is Negea, I think Stam, it's Kedai to know a little bit of Hilchi Shemitah. But what is Negea to us to know, even the people that don't have, to know the base Alochas that could be Negea to us. I want to mark them a little like Dome. That is a lot of shittas, we'll see. Rabbi Yashiv holds like this, Rabbi Shemazam holds like this, Rabbi Ozna holds like that. And some people will say, so I came out of Shir and I heard that he holds like this and he holds like this. You know, sometimes a Bacher comes after a Shir and says, the Svorah is very Shvach. What's going on? The Sugya, not the Sugya. This is the Svorah here. You can't make the Svorah different. Hilchi Shvis. Because in Chutz La'aretz it was not Negeya, we don't have a Mishneh Brura. We don't have the Poskim that we're used to machriya to us, black and white. It's Chazon Ish, Shmuel Zalman, Rabbi Eliashiv, Rav Ozna. And this is what we have. And not on everything we have already Ha'achro Mesuderes, that Klal Yisrael for 200 years following the Magen Avraham. Only thing you the dog Krishma Magen Avraham and Goyim. You don't know what to do. With the years, Klal Yisrael took the Goyim. I'm saying, there's the Metzias. It's halachas that in Klal Yisrael were miyusin. I'm saying, legabi the peiris and all the zachim, I will try to be even more specific, because a person has to know, even though it's a big machlekes Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak, and how to do with the peiris, it's a very complicated thing, and the guy doesn't know the halachas can be nichshel the whole time. There we really have to Mesadar till the Sif Kotens how exactly everyone has to handle. I will say all the Shittas, but we'll try to say also Psokim Halocha Lemaise till the end. Legabe, the plants and the watering, and the Zachim will also say the Halocha Lemaise, but I want to say a little bit that the Oyin will have a Shtikel Da'avone and the Halocha Lemaise. Shvi starts from Rosh Hashanah till Choftes Elul Tovshin Ainhei. Shmuel Zalman Auerbach says that in the Shechiyonu that we'll say in Leil Rosh Hashanah, we mechaven also to Mitzvah Shemitah. We mechaven to all the Mitzvahs of Shemitah that will come this year. As Shmuel Zalman said in the Shechiyonu of Rosh Hashanah this year, we have another part to be mechaven. Like we spoke all the years in Rosh Hashanah Shiurim, that stated in the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Megillah, that when someone is mitzvah you in Shechiyonu, you have to tell him all the things that he have in mind. So it's not enough that you mechaven the place that you eat, you have to tell the person that's making Shechiyonu to mechaven to be mitzvah you also in Shemitah. Be sure not to go to someone that relies on Etta Mechire, could be he doesn't. I don't think if he wants to make this Shechiyonu. Now, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Rosh Hashanah. As a din that is called Tosefes Shemitah, Bezman Hazeh Tosefes Shemitah is not Noyeg. Tosefes Shemitah is Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, that 30 days before Shemitah you have to do Tosefes Shemitah. Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. The Gemara says Bezman Hazeh Tosefes Shemitah is not Noyeg. Bezman Chazal, when Tosefes Shemitah was Noyeg, it was Midoraisa, Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai, 30 days before Shemitah. Midorabanan, Besodei Halavan, means fields, started from Pesach, and in trees it started from Shavuos. Exactly what goes into the sugis of Tesefes Shvi's, it's a sugi in the beginning of Moed Cotton, it's not Negea, Deval, because we don't have Beis HaMikdash. So Deval, Tesefes Shvi's, what is exactly called Chrisha Mo'ilon Shvi's, I'm skipping it. Even so, Chazal assert some things to do before Shvi's. And I'm saying it because it will be Negea to all of the Lamdas. Chazal said, you're not allowed to plant a tree before Shvi's. Why? You have to wait. If you plant a tree before Shvi's, you have to wait. You have to plant it 44 days before Shvi's. Why? It takes 14 days till the tree is niklat, till the zera is niklat. And then is another 30 days. Why you need 14 plus 30 days? Because every tree, the first 3 years is olam. If you plant the tree a day before Rosh Hashanah, so the first year of olam will be, this time, Tov Shinayin Hei. Second year, Tov Shinayin Vo. Third year, Tov Shinayin Zayin. Tov Shinayin Ches, you can eat. How you eat? It's already 4 years. Ah, Tovshin Ayin Hei, Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin. Ah, they planted in Tovshin Ayin Hei. It's given Shvi's. Ah, these people planted in Shvi's. So Chazal don't want that a Shnei Ole will start from Shvi's. So they said you have to plant the tree 44 days before Shvi's. This brings us 14 days for Klitas Azera, 30 days. Shnas Ole Arishoino is Tovshin Ayin Dalet. But Mele will not be. If this is the reason, it's only in Eitz Ma'achol. But in Ilon Yisrak and in Zroim, you could plant them a day before Rosh Hashanah. This is one reason. There's another reason why you're not allowed to plant before Shvi's. As a din, v'shofso oretz. Maybe I'll explain to you. I'm sure you see they have Keren HaShvi's, Keren HaShvi's, a lot of signs all over us. And the shtiblach, the whole time, these guys are collecting for Keren HaShvi's. I'm sure all of you already gave. Why? They want the farmers to keep Shvi's. Yeah? Why we don't do Keren HaShabbos? We'll pay people in Tel Aviv to close the stores. Close your store, 1,000. I remember we paid off stores here to close by night, yeah? Unofficially, but we are. Why we don't do Keren HaShabbos? The tenth says, it says in the Pasuk, V'shov so oretz, Oz tirtze oretz es shabsiseo. As another halacha, it's machlekes rishonim, if chutz from the chiyuv that I have, not to do a melocha and shvi's, is a din that I have to be sure that my karka is shoyves and shvi's. The chkira is machlekes rishoni. If the chiyuv shofso oretz is I'm not allowed to work in my field, or I'm mechuyev that my field will rest in Shabbos and Shvi's. If it's a dina de gabri, I'm not allowed to work. It's like Shabbos. It's a dina de field, and the dina de field we have two tzedodim also. That a human being will not work in my field. Or maybe not even a human being. The field on their own has to rest. What is the nafkimine? You're allowed to tell a goy to work in your field in Shvi's or not? I'm not going in, we'll go, Ezra Shem, we'll get to the Peres where the tumult goes around if you're allowed to tell the goy in his field. They go to Aza and they tell the guy, listen, we don't have tomatoes, Shvi's. Take $1,000, plant tomatoes, and give us. We'll have to tell them to do it or not. And the time that the Arabs' lands are Kodesh, I'm not going now to the Shaila, if it's Kedusha, Yesh Kedusha, this will see later in all the Shiurim. But the Fiddush Shita is that the Arabs' lands are Kodesh. The Arabs can't take away the Kedusha, and the pears that grow there are Kodesh. But the Arabs, he likes tomatoes. We need now potatoes. So we tell the Arab, please put potatoes. This is a different shayla. I'm not going now about talking to the goy in his field. That is a big tumult that is allowed in the Heidegger tumults, because this is what happens in all the kashrus. You know, they find fields of goy and they tell them what to do. But I speak about the tell a goy to work in your field. So about is alam ol shvus, as if you're not allowed to tell a goy to do something in Shabbos for you, you're not allowed to tell a goy to work in your field. The shayla, if it's a isul deiraisa, can say that it's a isul deiraisa. Why it be a isul deiraisa? The tzaddik will be a isul deiraisa is could be a Yisur Deiraisa. What are the tzaddik will be a Yisur Deiraisa? Because I'm mechuyev that my field will rest in Shvis. So vala mechuyev that my field will rest in Shvis. Vala mechuyev that my field will rest in Shvis. So if I tell a goy to work in my field, I'm over a Yisur Deiraisa. But if we'll say that it's only a chiyuv on the person, I'm not over a Yisur Deiraisa. The Chazon Ish learns, I'm mechuyev that my field will rest, but only from human beings. B'meile, I could plant a day before Rosh Hashanah, the Zera will be niklat, the Maaseh Zriya is niklat in Rosh Hashanah, and I'm not over Eisu. The Minchas Chinuch brings down Rishonim, Efshar Rashi and Teisves, that I'm mechuyev that no avoido will be done in my karka. B'meile, zog the Minchas Chinuch, if I plant a Ilon Tzrach 14 days before Rosh Hashanah, less than 40 days, when a Biklitas Azera, after Rosh Hashanah, my field is not resting. Shemizdal ben oyer beholds, you have to be choishish to minchas chinuch. The Chazon Ish holds, you don't have to. La aloche Rav Ozner says, lekatchila we choishish. Lefi that, so be'ilon peiris, we said, 44 days. Be'ilon tzrak, lekatchila 15 days, 14 days. And in vegetables, 3 days. So when a person comes to clear, if he's allowed to plant before Shvis, he knows Ilon Maichol 44 days, Ilon Tzrak, Lefi the Chazon Ish, you're allowed to, Lefi Reb Shmuel Zalman, you have to be Chaschinuch, we have to be Choshesh 14 days. So you're asking why it's so Negea. Alter Lemoshel, today I gave a whole psak because I know this aloche. I'll get it in a second, but to make it easier, people like to be lemaisedi. Today we're in 2014. Most gardens, you don't go and you water them. It's a computer system with pipes. It works me'ailov. So you press the buttons before Shvis and everything works. Lefi the Chazon Ish, we'll see later. The Pashas is no problem. You have water and takes out all different geschmack zaken for the plants. Yeah? you know, I call it the dirt. And then everything goes out made of his machines, computers, no one goes around the fields, you have huge fields. The Fidei Chazanish, it's Me'ela. We'll see later. Shemazamin holds it's also. Shemazamin holds it's also. So, I'm saying, the longest what was in the old days was only a Shaila Bin Chaschino, like I planting a tree. Chutzimba was not Megea. In our days, this is the base Shaila. And I'm explaining, in all these places that we have Machlekesim with neighbors, we try to find the Pshala to keep the garden. Moshe was a beautiful house in Rechavia. The parents are a little bit frum, and the kids are frum, and they run after the house, and they need a heta, what to do in Shviz. I'm not saying that I told them to do with the machine. We'll see later a couple more things to change. But the first thing is, take the system, everything is set before Shviz. It already changes the whole thing. We'll see later, Shviz, when I said the rice and the rabbonon, I will get to the protein. I'm just explaining, like, why one shaila becomes be'etzem a base shaila in today's Shviz. Again, we speak about the gardens and the private people. It's a base shaila. Lefi the Chazanish is a poshta heter here. Lefi Reb Shmuel Zalman is no heter. Maybe you can't be machmir on a person that, you know, you want to be machmir Reb Shmuel Zalman. But this person is enough to tell him that you can't force your father more from a Chazanish. We'll go weiter. People live in a building, apartment building, and there's a garden downstairs. All the frum, neighbors are frum. But Yerushalayim now, in the Ve'yakov, in Kiryat Yovel, in Bet Shemesh, all these places are mixed buildings. And the people that are not shame with Torah and Mitzvahs, they want to carry on working. So for sure, we don't work. But they're working. So be'etzem, I don't want it. I tell them, don't do it. Lefi the Chazanish, I'm okay. I don't want that you're working in my field. I'm asking you not to work in my field. You're doing it. I can't stop you. But if it's a din and a sod, now here, even Lefi the Chazanish, it's also. Why? Because a human being, not the machine, is working. To make it clear. What we said before was three tzedotim. It's a din and the gavre, or it's a din that you have to be makbid that your sodah will rest. And this is the reason we have an inyan, that the sodah is a din that we have a chiyuv and the sodah to rest. Avada, my chiyuv doiraisa is on my own sodah. But as the inyan klali, this is the vada shviz, that more and more fields will rest in shviz. We have such a chiyuv to take care. A person has a chiyuv d'oraisa in his own field, but has a chiyuv klali in all the fields. From this, Keren HaShviz came. We had a shaila, the sod is not resting on his own, because I planted a week before in the klite, so this is the kilu ma'is zriya, this Reb Shmuel Zalman said osu, and the chazanish was mati. In this apartment building, the neighbors are working. When the neighbors are working, it's osu, even if the chazanish it's osu. So what I can do, by the neighbors want to work? Is machlekes poiskes manenu. I tell him not to do and he's doing. Most of the poiskim hold, lekatchile, mafkir your field. Now, I'm not going into the aloche, lemaise, we can have a shiur bifnei atzmoi. The poiskim say that, pide mishnebure, that it's only hefker for the year of Shviz. Because if not, Benzim, you mafkir, tomorrow you can't, you don't have to mafkir the house, yeah? Mafkir the field, but tomorrow, if you want to take out a porch, it's not your part anymore. It's not your property anymore. Now, there's two kind of neighbors. Sometimes the neighbors are doing melochas d'oraisa and the sodeh. Sometimes they're doing melochas d'rabbanan. We didn't go in yet to explain what is melocha d'oraisa and what is melocha d'rabbanan. Well, in a second we'll explain the shittas. Shviz b'zman hazeh, d'oraisa, d'rabbanan. Some places can hold, if the neighbors are only doing melochas d'rabbanan, means watering, etc., you don't have to be mafkir. If they're doing melochas d'oraisa, you have to be mafkir. Okay, so the frum are machmir to mafkir. But you have on who to be soymech, not to be mafkir. Shom Zalman said you're not mechuyev to be mafkir. That's enough, you tell him you're not masking. You have to tell him that you're not masking. Even if you're scared to tell him, you don't have to tell him, but you're not allowed to say, wow, it's pretty, it's nice. You're not allowed to. Moral says, it's like Mekayim Kilayim Azam. The problem is, okay, they want Vaad HaBayit. They want you to pay the money. Yeah, you have to pay Vaad HaBayit 100 shekel. You rent the apartment. You have to pay a tax. The Vaad HaBayit goes. So you have to tell them, listen, I'm asking to pay Vaad HaBayit, but I don't want the garden. This is what you have to tell them. They tell you you have to. The law says you have to. So Shmuel Zalman Auerbach says, if you can't fight, your skid will take you to court or be a machlekes, you're allowed to give the money. Like Atchila, you say, I'm asking if you could take my money for the cleaning and take your money for the shviz that I'm not allowed to. Now, I want to explain why you're allowed to give the money, but you have it, you're scared from the court, you're scared from machlekes, and why is the sheet is that you don't have to be mafkir. Mechura, you mamish mechuyah. The answer is, while anyway the sadeh will be worked in shviz, there's no way I could stop him to work in the sadeh. So by giving him money, I'm not making to work in shviz. He's going to work. He will take me to court, he will lay out the money, he will chase me, but he's going to do that. This is the reason Shlomo Zalman says it's not called an I'm Misayel or Ivra Aveira. They're planning to work in shviz. They'll take me to court, they'll force me to give them money, but they're going ahead. This could be the reason also, the karka anyway will not rest. It will stay a karka of a yid that is working. So I'm not mechuyev to be mafki. Okay, now I want to go back, Be'etzem, to these computers that water the plants. So some place came home, you know? That it's also. Rabbi Yashiv holds that the Fidei Chazanish it's muta, it's also. Rabbi Nissim Karelitz taines that even Lefi the Chazanish it's also. He says, Shmita Sa'oretz is mutal on the person to be sure that it's happening. I'll give you an example. Someone will take a chetz, will put a wheat on it, and he will shoot it a minute before shkia, and it will go into the ground. A person is mechuyev that the karka be shoyves. This is called his maisa. So this is called that the person is. This is what Hashem said not to. So I'm saying, yada richte hazah. Not again the ishim mishum chitzav. This is called that a person is working his field. They say one of the poskim said it's called novel b'shus ha-toyro. Okay, we have to know. So now let me get aporak domes when we start to go to the plants that we have in our house. Avodah sa'oretz is also midoy raise and midoy rabbono. Midoy Raisa, we have Arba Oves, and we have Toldes. The differences in Shviz, Toldes is only the Rabbono, not like in Shabbos. The Raisa is Harisho, plant, Zrio, planting, Ktsiro vePtsiro, and Gizu. What is the four things that are also Midoy Raisa? Harisho is you plow the land, you want to make a zriya. Zriya, you put the pieces inside. Ktsiro v'ptsiro is only, not to get to us, when you have a big field, are you allowed to cut? Hashem said that it's hefker, you're allowed to take it. Ktsiro v'ptsiro is kederich bailim. Big amounts, kederich bailim. But to cut, you're allowed to. Gizum is zmire, what the Gemara calls. You cut the trees to make them to grow better. I want to explain why it's important to know this cloud. These four melochas are also to do in Shviz doesn't make a difference why. Even if it's very important, hefsed berube, it's also. Charisha is also every time. Zriya is also every time. Ktsira v'ptsira is big fields, and gizum is also every time. I will explain it in a second more clear. Is melochis de rabbonon, what is nagia to us, watering. And Shabbos, if you water, it's told that it's a rea, told that it's a choyrish. Here it's only the rabbonon. The Gemara asks Droshes, why here it's only the rabbonon? Because it's only the rabbonon, Chazal will matir it in two cases. Chazal will matir it. They were matir to water the plant. This is what Be'etzem is Negea came out to us in all the places. When you need to save from a hefset or from a nezek, then you're allowed to be over the Rabbonans. They didn't answer it. And the main thing, and this is the key of the word, when you need it, lekiyume, and not laavrue. Kiyume means to make it to live, not to make it to be better. We'll see later what means lekiyume, what means laavrue. For example, you have a tree of apples. If all the apples will die, you're allowed to water it, that you will have the apples. What would be if 10% of the apples will die? You're allowed to water it? But what would be if you're watering it, not that the apples will not die. You want to water it, the apples will grow. You could bump them. Like the esrogim. You water them, they become very big. You have esrogim. Give them mushroom. Meet again next year. You have esrogim. Or even this year. After Rosh Hashanah, we have esrogim. Now we want the esrogim that are very little on the tree. They call it vasar esrogim. They water it very quick, in 2-3 days it blows up. Called Vasar Esroigim. The difference is, in the middle of Sukkot, you see the shrink. So you have to keep it in the bag. This year, they tried to take off, they'll take off all the Esroigim till Rosh Hashanah. There'll be no Esroig left on the tree. Because we pass in Rechoshesh to the Rambam that the Esroig we go Av Basar Lekite, and if they cut it off the tree after Rosh Hashanah, it becomes Kodesh B'Kdusha Shviz. And they can't sell it anymore. So this year, the Esroigim, everything is taken off the trees before Shviz. But this is the Esroigim. Now this, you're not allowed to water it. So later, the Tzarech Mitzvah, San Rabbani Ramatir. Why? I'm not doing it to prevent the tree not to lose. I'm trying to get better fruit. That I'm not allowed to. We'll see later what means I'm allowed to water my plant. I don't want my plant to dry. For sure. What it be, but it will not be so green. The flowers will not grow so nicely this year. But next year they'll be okay. We'll see later what is called lekiyume and what is called laavrue. Again, when it's negea lizriya, for example, I'll give you the example. A plant in the house tipped over. It happens a lot of times. And the plant fell out the plant. The dish. And all the sand, Lamazogan, crumbled off. If it's a piece together, we'll see later, maybe you're allowed to put it back in. Now, it's a very expensive plant. So, you want just to put it back in, to clover it, you know? Sometimes it doesn't happen in your own house. It happens in someone else's house, yeah? So you want to put it right back? This is Zriya. This is also, even the Mavkim Hefset. If you don't put it in, it will dry up. What? We'll get later. We'll get later if the plant has a din d'rabbanan the rice. It's awesome. Masha'en came to water, you're allowed to. Now, I want to make it clear. Shvis bezman hazeh is a machlekes if it's the rice or the rabbanan. Kaimelon sheshvis bezman hazeh the rabbanan. But I want this clawing to be clear later when we go to all the protein. Even that kaimon on the shviz bezman hazeh de rabbonon, but when we talk about melochas d'oraisa, we misyachas to them like melochas d'oraisa. When we talk about melochas d'rabbanon, we misyachas like melochas d'rabbanon. Dehaynu, shviz bezman hazeh d'rabbanon. So the plant fell down, but the rabbanon, you said you're allowed to say. Not going to otz, it's nokum or not nokum. The teretz is melochas d'oraisa, you're not allowed to. Melochas d'rabbanon, you're allowed to. Even in the whole picture is the rabbanon, zeh lo meshaneh. And the rabbanon, it's like, you know, what's the mashal to it? No, a good mashal. Yontem sheni. Yontem sheni. Melochas d'oraisa have the din. Melochas d'rabbanon have their din. Don't say no. Yontem sheni is the rabbanon, so you do melochas d'oraisa. Why? Yontem sheni, they made like yontem, right? And what is melochas d'oraisa has the d'oraisa. Amir la'akum has the din of amir la'akum. And everything has. Not only that, sometimes in the rabbanon they machmir more to keep it chazak. So the same thing here. What shviz bezman hazeh the rabbanon doesn't make a difference. We will use it later when we have to use kulis. So we have to know we're in a world of the rabbanon. So when we, again, Chaznish says not to say these words. So when I'm claying if to water, I'm already in trade the rabbanon. Yeah. Now we don't say these words. This is what the Chaznish brought back shviz, and this was gedolei Yisrael when Moser Nefesh. Like in Yom Tov Sheni. We're not mezalz if someone says, no, it's anyway, trade the rabbanons today. We don't say that. No one says, Amir al-Hakum, Yom Tov Sheni, and the rabbanon is class the rabbanon, yeah? Maybe they got a shower, some people are making, but say that, well, it's a different shmuz, yeah? I think it's also wrong, but. Mikol Makoyim. I want to start with the shailas that we have. Again, Legabe, what is the, I'm saying all of that is really the side thing, but Avi Ben Teira has to know the alephbets. The Yerushalmi has a suffix. As a din in the Soda, you have to keep shviz. Maybe it's only noig in the Soda and not in the house. What would be inside the house? What I call a house, we'll call now a greenhouse. You have a greenhouse. They have today, it was very negeya. And again, we'll get later. A lot of the, I don't know how to call them, you know, the packages of the bugs. They have free bugs. Not the bugs. They claim they don't have bugs, yeah? The green, chaslat, and alekatif, and all these achim. So they grow in greenhouses. But now, for if you don't, by the goyim, if they go by the Arabs, it's full with bugs. These are run by Yid. Now we don't rely on Heta Bechira. So how we have them? So one of the coolest, again, we'll get it later. First, it grows in a greenhouse. The Yerushalmi has a son, Sot Cholei Sizra, Sot Eveloi Bais. The Yerushalmi black with a suffix. Zog de Peas HaShulchan. Shviz bezman hazeh de rabbanon, muta. Zog de chazanish, while the sofek was already before zman hazeh, was a sofek even bezman ha-teicha, and we machriyan deiraisa, sofek deiraisa lekule, lechumre, so when it switches to the rabbanon, it stays sofek deiraisa. This is one cloud. So every time when we go into a house, there's a suffix. Lefida pes a shulchan, a greenhouse is mutter. Lefida chazanish, it's also. Klal Yisrael will mekabel that inside the house we also keep shviz. Everyone was mekabel that inside the house we also keep shviz. Everyone. But in a second we will use it legabi de tzirufi. We'll go to the next halacha. We know a normal shviz is in a plant and in the field. A person has a plant, a otzitz. I'm not putting the otzitz in the house. I'm leaving him yet in the field. I have a plant, a otzitz. The halacha is everyone in Hilchos Shabbos. If it has a hole, otzitz naku. It's like mechuba. If it doesn't have a hole, so it's the rabbanon. This everyone knows the aloch. It's not negeh because if it's the rice is the rabbanon, we keep shviz. Again, Sai Midoraisa, Sai Midorabbana. But first we have to know what is Otzi Tznokuv and what is Otzi Tche'eino Nokuv. The Poskim holds, if it has 1 millimeter, it's already called Nokuv. 1 millimeter they have to take out the water, it's called Nokuv. Now, we have to know, even when it's not Nokuv, what kind of material it's made from. Glass is good. Metal is good. Wood is a shaila. Rune sugis and gittim. Cheres is called nokuv. Plastic. Hard plastic. We paskin meikar adin that it's called that it's not nokuv. Rabbi Yashiv says that if it's plants for 1 or 2 years, then it's not a problem. If it's more, it is a problem. But the Ikar Aloche, that plastic is good. The Ikar Aloche. So we have a Musig of Otzi Tznokuv. Glass is good, metal is good, PVC is good. Again, in plastic, hard plastic, main place to hold it, it's good. Liashiv says, maybe to be choishesh. Okay, we'll see in a second. If it's different, more from something that's there for a couple of years, like a tree already. One aloch. The next aloch. The otzis is not nokuv, but his leaves, his branches, the noif, goes outside of the pot. Outside of the otzis. We paskin, if the noif is noite outside, the Mishnah Melech says, it's a unique derech the noif, and it's called nokuv. Okay, now, we're back to our houses. We go back to the house, and we have a plant inside the house. Lama zogin, he's nokuv. The plant is nokuv. So we'll start, what would be if he's not nokuv? And nothing is sticking out, everything is good. Inside the house, everything inside the plant, you ask me how everything is inside the plant, could be a very nice, sweet little one. Or, what we'll see soon, what all the people do that have plants, you buy a piece of PVC, and you put it on the floor under the plant before Shviz, and then it's not nokuv, right? You have an otzi tznokuv, you have a plate, but you have holes. You just buy a piece of plastic, you put it under your plant, you pick up the plant, and it's not nokuv anymore. The Chazanish says, Mi'ikar adin, in such a case, you could plant inside it in Shviz. Why? It's eino nokuv, so it's derabonon, right? Otzi tche'eino nokuv is derabonon. Betoich habayis, sofek. If it's chay b'shviz or not, it's a sofik de rabbana. Here's not a sofik de raisa. Right? A regular planting inside the house, we said bisman ha-teret was also, so now it's also also. Here, the otzis is ain't enough. Lemaise, Klal Yisrael will mekabel not to do it. Klal Yisrael will mekabel not to do it. But the nafkemina is that if you're in such a case, you could water your plant quietly in Shviz and you don't have to be worried for nothing. You're not doing a zriya. You have the plant, you put the plastic under him, you could water him. And again, when we go later, what happened in the greenhouse, the first year when they kicked all the people out of Aza and they had all Shaila, so what they did is, one of the tzirufim, they had a greenhouse. They put on the floor huge pieces of plastic. And on top of them, they put all the pots. We'll see later how big, sometimes if the pots are very big, could be they get a shame kaka, it's an atzmai. A huge big plant, even if he's ain't a nokuv, he gets a din of a kaka. So people have like mamas, like trees. And big. That could be, if it's over an amount, could be after has a shayla. But this is one of the heterim that they wanted to use. Again, they planted it before Shviz. Got fruits, the svichim, but we're going now on the regular plants in the house. This is if a person has his plant mesudar on a plastic, everything is good. So then, Iker Adin, the Chaznish says you could water it regularly. Even the Chaznish wanted to be matir to do much more. But what would be if a person does not have a plastic and he has the otzitz? Here they came to Shaila. How to look at the house? The floor, we have floors that are not made from metal and from mud. We have tiles on the floor. The Gemara says if you have a tzunne, a sela, it's mafsik, it's no yaniket. So our plants are inside on the tiles. How to look on the tiles? How to look on the tiles? Lemaise, the achora was, if you have tiles on the floor, we look at it like it's a floor, and if the otzis is open or the leaves are outside, choishesh. Today, most houses do not have tiles on the floor. Meaning to say, is ear. No one makes mud and puts tiles. Or forget about the first floor, people that live on the second floor, the third floor. So some say, yeah, it could go like this, but it's not. About the etzem is ear in between. Now, we pass in the Gemara and Gittin, if the plant is in the ear, like some people have hanging out the windows, we choshesh that it's yoinek ilu from far away. The Gemara says, munach l'gabe yaseides, chlikes, but l'maise we choshesh. Here we have something interesting. It's in the ear, and we have the floor that is mafsik. We have a big machlekes, but what happens with Chai Gavne? Lemaise, Me'ikar Adin, Reb Shlomo Zalman was told that Me'ikar Adin, if you're in the second floor and the third floor, we could look on it, that is a hefsek. The Meister, Rebbe Yashiv, and all the other poskim are machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even if you machmir, it's only at the bottom of the pot. But if the leaves stick out, so it's inside the house, we have Pesach Shulchan. Yeah? Noif is a machlekes if it's called Yoinek or not. Could be the floor is mafsik. Again, lemaisa we are choishesh. Again, legabi what we choishesh. Not to water it, only what it needs. So again, me'ikar adin, if someone wants to rely on the otzitz on the second floor, he's machshivit like otzitz she'eino nokuv. But I'm saying again, in the otzitz she'eino nokuv, we could be matir to water it. We cannot be matir to plant. So lekatchila lemaise, what is roi lebneteir is, even in the second floor, even in the third floor, if you have plants, before shvis, you'll see everyone, they take a piece of plastic, a PVC or something like that, and they put it under the plant, and like this they water it in shvis. Now, the main shaila is to move the plant in the house from place to place. And I want to explain. There's some things that are real problems, some things that are chumras. To take the plant out to the porch, you're taking it from a place that could be doesn't have a shame. It's a bais. And you're putting it in an open place that it's good for it. It's also. If you do it for the purpose that you want to make it good, it's for sure also. The shaila is, what if you're not doing it for that purpose? I'll give you an example. Some people have plants in the closed porch, and they have to open the porch for sukkahs. and they pick up the roof. And when they pick up the roof, you have it, a lot of houses in Rehavia have it. They have nice porches that are closed the whole year, but a very beautiful garden. Before Shmiz, they open the roof. And that minute, the plants are open to the sun. The Oivereisel. Shulzaman Oyaba holds, if you're doing it for the purpose of a sukkah, and you're not doing it for the purpose of Mashbiach Esa'ilon, it's muta. The same thing. If you're cleaning your house, and you need to move the plant for 5 minutes to the porch to wash the floor and to bring back, Shulzaman is matir. Some people are machmir not to do it. More from that. Some people are machmir when they're cleaning the floor in the house and they have a little plant. They want to make sponge. They pick up the plant, they put it on the table, they wash the floor, and they put it back down. If when on the floor it's otzitznokuv, when they put it on the table it stops to be otzitznokuv, then they put it back down. You're allowed to, you're not allowed. So I want the Mesakim to make it close. The Machlekes started, someone had to move an apartment in Shviz and he had plants. Shabbazam al-Rabach said, you could move. Take the plants, put them in the truck, put them back in the house. He asked him Shabbazam but he said, Shviz is not Shabbos. It's Avoida Sakarka. This is no Avoida Sakarka. For 2 minutes, plants. And in Chai Shabbos, you'll be Koitzer Zoreh, into the truck, out of the truck, 5 chatos. Shviz is not called Avoida Sakarka. It's Derech HaAvore. Rabbi Eliashiv said he has to put it inside a bag when he takes it out of the truck. Because if not, when he takes it out, he's Zoreh. Not that. When he comes back, when he opens the bag, he's not allowed to put it back on the floor. He has to leave something under it because it was already inside the bag. Like Atchila, the Velt is Machmi, when they take it out the house completely, the Choshesh to Rebbe Eliashiv. But again, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman is Matir to do all these things. So again, the Bnei Teire, Sikkum of the Saloch, the Bnei Teire, when they move plants inside the house in Shviz, they're Makpid not to put it down. The Hainu, if it's a plant that has holes, not to put it down in an open place, just to move it from one closed place to the other closed place. The real frum people are makpid that even when they move it in the house, there'll be something under it. Because if not, it's a yenike b'shas, you're moving it. That, most poskim hold, you don't have to be choshesh. That little amount of yenike b'shas that you're moving your plant, you don't have to be choshesh. Shulzaman Oyerbach said, if a person has to open a porch, better to open the porch by night, that the sun is not there, so there's no secretion that it's helping the plants. The sun will come later, it's already a grommet. It's not a maisa biyodayim. Now, we'll go to the next shaila. The next shaila is, so these things, the reason, again, the kules in these things are be'etzem, we'll put them together. Kule one is a house. Kule Bubeis, it's a Otsit Shein Anoku. Even so, the Chazanish did not like the Kules. But we're saying, when you're doing moving that is not a real Pe'ula, and you're not doing it, you're allowed to be Meikel. When you're watering it already, then is the Indian to be Machmir. So, if you have a plant in the house and you want to water it, if it has a bottom and everything is closed, you could water it regularly. You don't have to be choshesh to be makbid only exactly the amount that you have to. You could be samech at the chazadish. Lekatchile, even there, people try only to do the water that you have to. But you don't have to exactly be meshugah to medayik every zach, how much. If you did not cover it and you want to water it, you have to know you're only allowed to give it amount of water that it will not die. Not that it will grow more. And even if it will lose a little bit, that is the amount that you're allowed to water it. So because people did not want to go into this little corner, they tried to make a hefsek. But again, you cannot make a mechoyeh and someone does not do it because he's in the third floor and he's samech and all the tzirufim, you can make a mechoyeh, but this is what you have to do. Now, what happens with a mazgan and in a doing sponge? Rabbi Yashiv said, Lekatchile, to be makpid that an air conditioner will not go to your field, and lekatchile not to pour out the sponge to there. The poiskim lemaisa say like this: legabi mazgan, they say because it's not a peula beyodaim, and it's not derech hashkoy bekach, yesh al malis moich. To put on the air conditioner. So again, very much in 2 weeks you go to your room and you press the air conditioner. 90% the pipe is outside in the garden watering. So I want to explain the clothing. If the moshulat goes on the street, you don't have to be choishish for nothing. There's no lichale, it's garnish. If it's going to your field, to your chotzel, so again, some people say, and this is what I think Rabbi Yashiv said, Lamazon, you have a wild field there, there's nothing growing there. So it's double she'ena miskaven, and you can't call it nichale. These bushes that are growing there is no nichale. So b'chai gavne is no inyan to be mach. It's psikresha deloy nichale, and it's not derech hashko. The main is double shin miskaven, even though it's a psikreshe, aber weil es loy nichalei, and it's not derech hashko, you're allowed to. If it goes to a field that belongs to you, doesn't make a difference how much in shvis you want to plant it or not, it's roy to be machmo. Doing sponja, Rabbi Yashiv said, here it's much more chamo, already is a real amount of water coming out. He said like this, if you put soap inside, you're allowed to. For two reasons. First, the soap is not good for the plants. But more from that, it's not derech hashko. So it's again, it's psikresha deloy nichale, because it's bad water, you prefer that the bad water, in a regular day, you don't want this water to go to the field. It's better not to water with soap. And it's not derech hashko. But without soap, is a tzad that it's also mid the rabbanon. Because even if it's loy nichalei, but when it's derech hashkoe, chazal asered everything that looks like you're watering it. Either way, lekule alme, to wash your hands, that is a peula biyodaim on a place that is plants, and shvis is also. I remember once we came back with a levaya from Shubazalman. If I remember right, I can't say anything, and he washed his hands on the field. And I asked him, Shvis. And he told me it was pouring rain that day. He said, it's so much pouring rain, this water is not adding nothing, so it's no problem. He said, the place is full of water here, it's not enough community. He said, could be in Shabbos you'll be chayim, in Shvis you'll not chayim. It's not called avodas hasodah. So again, the mazgan and the ma'is and the pleteira are trying to be makbid. If it's not full with soap and shvis, you don't push out the water, you just collect it inside. Legabi mazgan, it's only the real from people are makbid that the mazgan will not go out. Again, if it's biyotcha to do it. What? Same thing. Again, it's a grome, but the smaller of grome is like all of these things. This is the way you're watering. How water goes, they open the place and it's a shlochim. They watered and it came after half an hour. And this was the Seder HaAvodah. This is the reason people are asking your grome, all these achim. This is the way you water. Again.
Someone else's field, not your field.
So the Chur is in the Gemara, Ari de Chavrei, the Gemara calls it, it's not called Michale. So it's leichter, but it's mashiv from Rabbi Yashiv, kilu. If it's not your field, like I said, if it's going to the street or somewhere that doesn't belong to you, avada you could be maker. The Moshe Rav Vozner says you're allowed to hang out laundry, even though it's dripping in. I want to tell you, it's negev very much in Sukkos. Be'ez Hashem, if you go out to the Sodos and you're in places that has grass, people make picnics. And again, you have the same shaila. Moshe, in Hilchos Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat in such a place that is grass. They said Malocha, because the water comes and it's called Nichale. You're washing your hands, you have to be makpid. In Sukkos, all the people do Sukkos in the fields. Not this all. People go down and sometimes it's the chotzah. And you know, you don't want to go to wash up your hands upstairs, so you wash your hands downstairs. So in Shabbos, everyone is makpid. But Chol HaMoed, people wash downstairs, they pour out the bucket outside the door. Now, to cut grass, if you want to make the grass to grow better, you're not allowed to. If you want it to look pretty, mi'ikar hadin, you're allowed to. Why I'm saying it? You have to ask the Rav, because sometimes you want it to look pretty, but the grass is not strong enough yet, it's not full. So when you cut it, it fills up all the other places. This is again, could be a melacha. The same thing, you have sometimes a gate that is made out of the bushes. Now, you're not allowed to cut it. Now, you're cutting it not because you want it to grow better. There's two ways to cut it. You know, every time you cut it, it gets thicker and thicker until mamish does the job. You also sometimes cut it, you want it to look nice. But it does both. You cut it, it grows better. What happens, a lot of times, it grows into the passage where people have to walk past. So, again, it's a shayla, deer could be a shayla for the deraisa. Because if you make it to grow better, you're not allowed to. So, some say to cut only one side. In these places, you have to ask the shayla. If you have leaves, you're allowed to take off the dust. Now, another one more aloche, and we'll stop with that. You're allowed to, if you pass in the street and you see a leaf, you're allowed to cut him off the tree to make it clove. There's no issue to cut off leaves in trees. Not Chol HaMoed. Could be you're not allowed to cut it in a way that the tree will grow better. But you need a piece of wood. You're allowed to take off a piece of wood. There's no chisol. So, lemaise, the halachas that a person has to know, klapi shvis, I'm saying, all these are be'etzem, not so much halachas, be'ikas, the people in the fields, is four or five things that we have to be careful for. Is if you have plants in a dira or in a house, in a parent's house, you have to be sure how it's taken care of. And I'll come over to exactly the details. If you live in a building that is a chotzer, that'll be by people that are not sure with Torah or mitzvahs, will be run. You have to take care of it, or to mafkir it, or not to mishtatef in it. If you have plants, again, you have to know when you're allowed to open the porch, when you're allowed to open the window. This is if you have plants. The next thing is to check air conditions, a sponge that goes out to places that you have a field. You have to find out exactly what is the matzav and what you have and what you don't have. And when you go out to a trip where you're washing your hands, to be makbi not to wash your hands on a field or on a place that is grass. This is be'etzem da'alochas. If you come to cut stuff, you have to know much more zachar. But Hashem, the next year we'll go into the Alochas Lemaisa, what is Be'etzim Negea, is Perish Shvitz.
What about plants in water? Mostly you have lots of changing of water in a field. It's water, the plant is water, it's no dirt.
Okay, it's ready to get. Oh, that was that.
Flowers.
Flowers. Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers.
Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers.
Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers.
Flowers.
Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers. Flowers I myself, in my house, I changed the pipe.
Somebody asked how much soap you need in your
pipe. Is it better maybe to put it in a bucket when you put soap in the bucket?
I wasn't clear. Should we sponge it right onto the floor of our clutter?
Well, it seems like you don't really need them, right?
It's your
classes.
But
you have a lot of stuff.
You could ask.
These tiles are now plastic. What are these tiles? Cement is looked at like cars.
Cement with kind of stone.
So the stone is not like a tin roof?
It's the shadow, but it's ground.
It's ground that was probably even looked at. It's reconnected with water. So now you look at like three cars, that's not a chitzit.
To say a story, I remember that was a plan. I remember when I was buffer. It was a plan, a house. And after 3 years, I picked up the plan, and I took up the tile, and it was holes. The bottom, Amish.
Roots.
Yeah,
a tree picks up cement. Sorry.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. A greenhouse, what's the svara that it's not a soda? This is the way they grow nowadays in fields.
We'll get to that. This is the GMBM. The mice of the greenhouse, what they do is they grow it in a place that is a suffix. They grow it in places that is a suffix of its color of vision.
This is another suffix.
As a suffix of its color of vision. So this is what they were saying with that. Then when they moved out of the gas, I was a big problem.
Let's say there's water dripping from air conditioner, and there's grass growing between the two pieces of sidewalk. But you own it.
Yeah, but it's not legally that it's growing.
Yeah. Right, stop a mess.
And sponge would be the same thing.
In such a place. Legal.
Here's the answer.
This is a tale of Dag and Rashi Gidim. Offer a bomb, it's a soul, it's a swear Rashi Gidim.
So, what's the part? Why
no, it's not offer, it's a soul. It's Kiyilu not connected at all. It's even if offer for Chutzlaw. Offer a bomb is Swina.
It's not Shadi, I'm not giving it.
Could give a lot of very nice. So you have to cut it in a way that doesn't make the tree to grow better.
Any scab doesn't help? You want a pescab?
You want a pescab? You want to support the tree? You want the tree to grow good?
You don't care. It's how big it's all like there.
What's that? The person.
A guy's cutting a tree, he does not care.
Will not be shmiz. We'll try to make it good for the tree, right?
Then why not?
You don't want to be a man.
Yes. Yes, speaking of an arborist. Yeah, if you know how to. There are ways.
Huh?
Oh?
The problem is when you cut off your hope, cut it, but then grow better.
Of course. It grows better.
But is it?
When you cut it, grows much bigger. When you cut in America, I have a rubber bush. Every year it's bigger because it's cut.
Can you put flowers in water?
Mazi, you're allowed to. I will speak about Mazi Hashem next time. You're allowed to put flowers in water. Even if you want them to open.
And
Is there a Dini Devashim is having a Sikresha the same as Shabbos, or it's not the same?
It's like.
It's like, but there are Dini Devashim is having a Sikresha.
Call it a Rikul, not Shabbos.
Okay, you're saying even when it's, saying when it's not Nichole, or what if it's
Nichole? That's only one time that they say, if it's a Dini and the Oros to be Shabbos, could be, say, yeah. You lay Nichole. But the Karka was never. This is the reason that Beliashi holds it.